Welcome in to the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Here's Tyler Aki and Barry Cronin.
It's the CDGA Golf Show here on ESPN 1000, brought to you by Glenview Park Golf Club. It's Tyler Aki. It's Barry Cronin, the editor of Chicago District Golfer Magazine. Barry, this is going to be a lot of fun. We've got a full summer lined up full of golf talk, PGA. Obviously, we've got the Masters and the Big Cat looming right now, but here's what we've got planned out for everybody on the show throughout the course of this summer and leading into to the golf season. We're going to give you everything you need to know, what's going on the PGA Tour. We're going to give you everything you need to know in terms of maybe some swing tips like we've got today. We're going to have Brett Packey on the show at 8:35, the longtime swing coach for Nick Hardy. We also have Mark Rolfing from the Golf Channel. He's coming up at 8 o'clock. He's on the grounds at the Masters, so we'll get all things Augusta, all things Masters, all things Tiger coming up at 8 o'clock as well. But I'm excited for this, Barry.
It's going to be great, Tyler. And as you say, the Masters is next week. People are frothing at the mouth, even though it was snowing yesterday in Chicago, which is quite unbelievable. But it is great to be here with you. And here we are in this cool studio where we look out on State Street, such as it is, right?
Yeah,
across,
I don't think
right
you can...
across from the Chicago Theater. I'm just looking at the humans that are walking around at 7 o'clock on Sunday morning. And it's something to look out. And, you know, of course, we have our fans can come down and watch us do the show from right here.
And if you can't come down to State Street to watch us, you can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000 Chicago. We're going to have some great stuff dialed up for you guys on Twitch throughout the course of the show. But, okay, this is the burning question now as we head into Masters Week. For about a week from today, we're going to have a champion crowned at Augusta. But what may be trumping all of that right now is the fact that there is this cloud, this cat-sized cloud hanging over the balance of Augusta National right now, and that is Tiger Woods. Will he play? Won't he play? What's the deal with Tiger Woods? I want to know, Barry, what is your pulse right now with Tiger Woods? He played this practice round last Tuesday with his son Charlie and with Justin Thomas, one of his good buddies on the tour. But what is your pulse right now? Do you think we will see Tiger on Thursday tee it up?
Well, I mean, do you really want me to tell you now before we have our callers chime in and see what they think?
Well, we
You know, I don't know. I mean, I think a lot of people have an opinion. But my opinion is, if you're asking me, is that I think he plays. I don't think he has his caddy, Joe LaCava, come down to that course and look around. I mean, he's obviously been practicing for months. Look, here's the thing. It's the 25th anniversary of his 1997 victory, 12-shot victory at the Masters. So do I think he's going to play? I do. I think the one challenge for him, and you just hear it all the time, is that can he walk the golf course?
Yes.
When we see it on TV, it's you know, you don't see dimensions on television. You don't see the fact that, wow, there's a lot of hills out in that golf course. There's a lot of up and down. And depending on how his leg is, you know, he suffered a horrific injury. People thought his leg was going to be amputated.
Right.
And now here he is. But you have to remember, Tiger has survived these horrible, you know, he thought he wasn't going to walk again because of his bad back. And it's interesting, when this question came up this week, I was reading a book about Tiger and Phil by our friend Bob Herrig, and there's a chapter on Torrey Pines. When he won the 2008 U.S. Open at Torrey Pines, he had to have his ACL surgery on his ACL after that, and he had two broken bones in his tibia. So I think to myself, well, he did that. And it seems to be like he's maybe walking a little bit better than he did then. I mean, then he was basically hobbling for 72 holes. He makes the putt on 12-foot putt on the 72nd hole, only to force another 18-hole playoff the next day, and he's hobbling around through that. This guy has tremendous ability to endure pain. He has huge motivation. He's got 15 majors now. He still wants to be. You think that he doesn't think he can get to 18?
Right.
I think he thinks he can, and I think that one golf course where he thinks he can is Augusta. Will he be able to do it at Southern Hills in Tulsa? We don't know. Will he be able to do it at the Country Club at the U.S. Open outside Boston? Or will he be able to do it at the 150th British Open at, or as we call it, the Open Championship at St. Andrews, which is basically flat. So anybody could walk that course.
Right, and the big question with Tiger was always, will he win another major?
Yeah,
and
right.
Then he did it in 2019
right.
at Augusta yeah. against all odds. And you thought that was going to be maybe the biggest win of his career just because of the unlikeliness of it.
Right.
But now he's got potentially another shot to one-up himself 3 years later here
exactly.
at Augusta, which is the most fascinating part. So 312-332-3776. Do you think Tiger Woods is going to play? If you do, answer this question for me. Will he make the cut at Augusta? Can he get into the top 10? Can he get into the top 5? Can he win the whole damn thing? Or if you don't think he's going to play, when's the next time we are going to see Tiger Woods in a competitive fashion tee it up on the golf course? 312-332-3776. It's the CDGA Golf Show presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. I'm Tyler Rocky. He's Barry Cronin, the editor of Chicago District Golfer Magazine. So when I look at this question, will he play, won't he play? I think if we knew he was going to play, I think we would know by now. I think he's trying his best right now. I slightly lean he's not going to play come Thursday because I think he's trying to do everything right now. Because, again, it's not a skill thing for him. He knows what he can do. He can tee it up on Wednesday, feel good, and then he'll go out there and play. I think he's making sure his body can take this level, because like you mentioned, the walking, it's a really underrated part of all these golf tournaments and something that people don't think of a lot, especially when you're talking about someone who, like you mentioned, almost had his leg amputated. Not only was he wondering if he'd ever play golf again, he was wondering maybe if he'd ever walk again.
Yeah.
And now you got to walk 18 at Augusta. And like you also mentioned, too, the dimensions of these golf courses is something that is very, very overlooked. Just, you can even play some PGA Tour courses, right? But it's, your tee boxes is not nearly where these pros are teeing it up.
Right.
Like, I went to Pinehurst this past summer, and we had a caddy, and they said, oh, you want to see where the tours tee
yeah.
it up here?
Yeah.
And then we walked back at least another 150 yards.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because you're going to play a course, if you're out there, and you're just a... I mean, if you're playing it long, you're playing it at 6,600, right?
Right.
If you're just an average player, and really, the truth is you should be playing it at 6,300, but that's another story. We could go into that all summer, talk about that. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, Augusta's going to play. They lengthened Augusta this year. They lengthened the 11th and one of the other holes on the back nine. So, yeah, I don't think length really would matter to him. I mean, his short game is still good. It's really just going to be about walking up and down the hills of Augusta.
Right.
That's really going to be the issue.
The north-south of it is
right.
something that's a little underrated.
And, you know, here's the thing. At all other PGA Tour events, players have to let the tournament know by 5 o'clock on Friday, am I in or am I out? Augusta's got different rules.
Yep.
He can wait until the last second. And and believe me, the first alternate is going to be across. It's going to be waiting. I don't know who the first.
They've got
alternate.
The Airbnb already set up.
We got to find out. First of all, we got to find out who the first alternate is. I don't know who it is, but he's got until pretty much when he tees it up on Thursday to let them know what he wants to do. So you know, the other thing is, I think you know a lot of this is. I think it could be. Tiger knows the focus is on him. And Augusta National knows the focus is going to be all on him. And it's really the story's taken all the air out of the room, right?
Yeah.
There is no other story. So what are we not talking about at Augusta National this week? We're not talking about, hey, where's Phil? Because as soon as Tiger says, I'm playing, you know, if you're a golf writer, you're a newspaper guy, you're walking around going, okay, what's the next story? Okay, Tiger's in. Okay, big deal. Now, what's next? Hey, what's going on with Phil? That you're not hearing that, right? Mickelson is not playing in the Masters I mean, that's a big deal. Three-time Masters champion. You know, people are under the impression that he may be suspended from the PGA Tour. We don't know because the PGA Tour is the one sports league that doesn't announce that whether or not a player is suspended, A, and B, for how long. Mm-hmm. You know, NFL, MLB, NBA, you know, soccer.
Even college sports,
yeah. College sports. You know if somebody's suspended. But so that question isn't being asked. So you wonder, well, maybe Tiger's doing a solid for Augusta National and just not...
Sucking
the air out of the room. And then the other thing I think this helps is a guy like Scottie Scheffler, who's won three tournaments in the last, you know, couple of months. He's number one now in the world, and there's no reporters there hounding him yet to put a lot of pressure on him to say, well, how well are you going to do it? Same thing with Jordan Spieth, these other guys. Now, we're not in the Masters week yet, and obviously Scottie will do a press conference, as will Spieth, as will a few of these other guys. But Tiger is now sucking all the air out of the room. There's no real negativity at Augusta. It's all about Tiger right now. And you know, it's anytime the golf world can be talking about Tiger Woods, it's great because it brings in the average fan who may not know. People don't even know who Scottie Scheffler is, the average fan. Like, who's he? He's just some other college kid from who grew up playing in the AJGA, and he's been a great player since he was 12, right? But most people don't know who he is. So I think Tiger's there may be method to his madness.
This could be an ideal time for one of these young guys who may be trying to win their first Masters. I look at it, someone like Victor Hovland, right?
Yep.
This could be the ideal situation for a guy like him to go out there and win this thing if Tiger plays and makes the cut, because then that's the story all tournament long. And then you get to Sunday, and a guy like Hovland, who's a young guy, he's had a couple tour wins, but he hasn't had that first major win.
Right.
If he can play out there, and if he's in that final pairing, if he's in one of those in-contention groups on the last day, the pressure's off. Because guess who's there? You've got Tiger Woods. That's where all the eyeballs are going to be for the entirety of the tournament, no matter what.
No, that's true. And you say the pressure's off, which it is, but on the other hand...
It isn't.
Well, I think if you watched a little bit, I don't know if anybody saw that Augusta National Women's Amateur, right? You watch those young women play, and they're all just so great. They're just such great players. It is such a hard golf course, and what when you see them play, you know, they're not professionals. They're college, for the most part, college golfers, although the young woman who won... is a 16-year-old from, she's a sophomore in high school, of all things. But anyway, it's so hard to play that course. Just the way they're chipping and putting around the course, they're not familiar with it. It's very difficult. You mentioned Hovland. I don't necessarily think that I would put money on Hovland because I think his weakness in golf is his short game. So I think you really have to look at guys. But I do agree with you that Tiger will take pressure off until they have to play with him.
Yes.
In the final pairing, or if he's in the top four or five, if he's in the last two groups or three pairings on Sunday, and you have to play with him, and you're young, and you haven't done it before, and you've got 30,000 people following Tiger Woods running around, you know, that could be. Whereas your normal experience at a PGA Tour event is, there's like five people following you on Thursday, right?
Right. 312-332-3776. Do you think Tiger Woods is going to play? We'd love to hear your answer. 312-332-3776. Let's check in with Jim in Antioch real quick. Jim, what's going on?
Hi, I'm good. Hey, I'm going to love this show all summer.
Thanks so much, Jim.
Hey, you know, that long-term memory of all the putts, you know, you were talking about the women's amateur, you know, that they were missing those putts. Well, long-term memory, a guy like Tiger, his putter will keep him in the game.
Oh, totally. Now, absolutely. His short game is better than anybody's in the world. He's the best.
And he's been playing for 20 years there, and they do the exact same setups every year, every day. So, but will the make your own rules? Will they say former champions can have a card if they want to?
No, I don't think they'll ever do. I don't think they'll do that. I mean, you never know. Augusta National can do whatever they want, and I don't think they'll cave for Tiger. I think if they were going to let him take a cart, they would have let him know by now. Yeah. I think there's probably people at CBS that wish they would let him take a cart because it would be unbelievable. And now, you know, remember, he did take, as you probably remember, he did take a cart during the PNC Championship when he played with his son Charlie last year, which was absolutely awesome. So, you know, if you're a junior golfer, if you're, you got any junior golfers in your family, Charlie might be the guy to emulate. But
yeah, it's good for golf, and my pick would be Scottie Scheffler. He's hot the way that you're supposed to be in spring when you come in the Masters.
Awesome. Very good. Well, thank you very much, Jim. Appreciate the call. 312-332-3776. Jim in Antioch, he got to us on the Jersey Mike's hotline. Jersey Mike's a sub above, so you too can get in on the action. 312-332-3776. We want to hear from you. Is Tiger Woods going to tee it up on Thursday at Augusta? We're going to get into that a little bit more, and more of your calls as well. 312-332-3776. It's the CDGA Golf Show presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
Back to the CDGA Golf Show, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club on ESPN 1000.
Back on the CDGA Golf Show, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. I'm Tyler Rocky. He's Barry Cronin, editor of Chicago District Golfer Magazine. We're so happy to have you along for the ride here. Barry's got the magazine up. He's holding it up for everyone on Twitch right now. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. And yeah, look who's on the cover right there. It is Tiger Woods right there on the cover of the magazine for this week. So we've been talking all morning long about Tiger Woods. And is he going to play? Is he not going to play? What's he holding out for right now? When's the next time we are going to see Tiger Woods tee it up at Augusta? 312-332-3776. We'd love to get your thoughts. This is what our great debate is this week. And this segment is sponsored by PGA Tour Superstore. Visit any of our three Chicagoland locations today, PGA Tour Superstore. So, getting into Barry, you're a little more optimistic that he ends up playing. I'm a little more on the pessimistic side because I think he's trying every last bit here. And again, the big thing for him is walking this course. Is he going to be able to walk? Again, he doesn't just want to go out there and walk 18. He wants to walk 72. And sometimes it's what happens in the days after. How does your body respond after walking around? You may not feel it in that round, right? But you may feel it the day after, the 2 days after. And just the toll that it's going to take on his body is going to, I think, be potentially a problem for him at Augusta this week.
Yeah. Well, I think that, you know, Tiger has lowered expectations for everyone. He's been saying, well, I don't know if I can do it. You know, but I think what he's doing, he was trying to lower expectations. And I think he's been doing a lot of walking in Florida. Now, Florida's pretty flat. And where he lives is pretty flat. But, you know, he wouldn't be up at Augusta, I don't think, unless he was going to do it. You're right, maybe he won't do it, but I can't see him bringing his caddy, Joe LaCava, there to walk through unless he was really going to do it. He must feel like, and honestly, he's got, it's his 25th anniversary of winning in 1997. That's a big deal. That's a quarter century for him. He probably looks at that as a milestone, a benchmark in his life and in his career. I think when he won in 2019, we probably all said, wow, that's the crowning achievement of Tiger Woods. This is the last one. Now that
there was nothing he could have done to top that, you would have thought at the time.
But as my old friend Gary Holloway from the Western Golf Association, an old former communications guy, used to say, Barry, I've always learned never doubt Tiger Woods. So if he's there, if his leg is operational, which it appeared to be somewhat when he played at the PNC Championship with his son Charlie back on, I think it was October. Mm-hmm. clearly, it wasn't as tough a golf course to walk. But
he did use a cart.
And he did use a cart. But he's been lowering expectations. But he's had, you know, it's been, what, 6 months since then for him to work out, get better. And let's not forget, here's a guy who was lying there, lying down and couldn't go to his kids' soccer games because his back was so bad. This isn't the first time. I mean, when he had that accident, mm-hmm. it wasn't the first time that he thought he might never walk again.
Yep.
Right? I mean, how about that life? And being the greatest golfer ever.
Mm-hmm.
I know people will maybe say Nicholas, of course, but if you know.
No one moves the needle like Tiger Woods.
Right. And so I do think he's going to do it. I don't think he'd be there if he wasn't going to do it. And I think it would be just great for the tournament, obviously, and it brings so much interest in to the event.
So 312-332-3776. We are going to give away a nice little CDGA golf starter pack in a little bit. So be listening. We're going to give away
We've got a special question for you.
Yep, and that's coming up in just a few minutes. We're also going to have Mike Gilligan on from the CDGA. So excited to talk to him. That's coming up at 7:35 a.m. But now we go out to the Jersey Mike's hotline. Jersey Mike's a sub above where we check in with Gideon. Gideon in Skokie, what's going on?
Hey, Tyler and Barry, it's great to be on. So I ultimately think it's going to be like a game time decision for Tiger. But I think that Tiger is very obsessed with the public image he gives off. And if there's any doubt in his mind that he can't walk 18 or 72 in total, then he's going to lean toward not playing. And I think that's ultimately what's going to happen, that he's going to realize he can't walk 72 straight holes. And this is a bad comparison, but my stepfather just had a knee replacement. And he tried to play some golf last weekend, and it didn't go well. And I just think it's so hard to come back from, leg surgery and to be working on your leg and to make it back. I think you need a lot of practice, and I don't know how much practice Tiger has been able to get walking 72 holes and playing competitive golf at the same time and being successful with that. So my gut tells me no. If you have time, I can tell a funny story, though, about the Masters.
Yeah. Do you have a Masters experience?
I've never been to the Masters, no, but I love watching the Masters. A few years ago, I decided to go and play a round of golf at Sydney Maravich, and I went and played. I shot a 67. The leader that day of the Masters shot a 67 as well, but Sydney Maravich is only a 9-hole golf course.
AKA Waveland for us old timers.
They didn't ask you how many holes you played, Gideon. You just shot a 67.
Exactly. One last thing, Glenview Prairie Club. I know you guys are talking about the other mm-hmm. course in Glenview, but Glenview Prairie Club is a great course to play. I play it like once a week over the summer.
That's a nice 9-hole spot there. As a Glenview native, and thank you, Gideon. We appreciate you calling in and checking in. Yeah, Glenview Prairie Club and Glenview Park Golf Club. Glenview is blessed with two really great golf courses in it. And Glenview Park Golf Club, I mean, I grew up. If you overshot 15, you were hitting my house. You were hitting it into my lawn there. So we appreciate our presenting sponsor, Glenview Park Golf Club, for supporting the show.
But and the common thread between those two golf courses is that Rick Jacobson, a golf course architect based in Libertyville, a good friend of mine, he designed the Glenview Prairie Club, used to be known as the Glenview National 9, mm-hmm. which was, and then he also went in and renovated Glenview Park Golf Club, which used to be heavily flooded.
Yes.
And Rick fixed it up so that it no longer floods, you know, in unless it's, you know, super bad, which it often is here. But even so, there's very little flooding at all at Glenview Park Golf Course, so it's always open, which is good.
Yep. 312-332-3776. Do you think Tiger Woods is going to play in the Masters? And I think Gideon brought up a good point there when he talks about the public image of Tiger. This is a guy who he's not going to go out there to play 9 and then withdraw. He's not going to go out there to play 36 and miss a cut. He's going out there with the intent of playing a competitive 72 holes of golf. And for somebody who, the question wasn't whether or not he'd golf again, the question was whether or not he'd be able to walk again. That's a lot to take on, a 72-hole extravaganza in one of the biggest stages of golf with the first major of the season. I think it's a lot to ask out of Tiger Woods for him to go out there. And you're right. I think the expectations, he's done his best to try to lower the expectations for what he is going to bring to golf in his future.
Right. Well, and I think the caller made a good point about Tiger's image. And I think if you think about it, Tiger's raised expectations so much right now by being at the course and playing. I believe he's still in Augusta.
I mean, people are tracking jets.
Right.
That's the obsessive nature of what we're working with right now.
People were tracking his jet on social media for sure, and that was last week. But I think at this point, if he doesn't play, it's going to be such a bummer for all the golf fans and for Augusta National and CBS and everybody else. I think he's raised expectations so much now that if he doesn't play, it's going to really, you know, take the air out of the Masters balloon this year. And I don't think he's going to do that for the very reason that the caller said. He's got an image to maintain.
And, that's a fair point.
And he's you know what? He wants – he's got a hero thing about him, right?
Right. He doesn't have to be 100% to go out be his best.
And I think he wants to be – it's kind of like when Michael Jordan was – oh, no, Michael Jordan has the flu. Oh, okay. Well, now he goes out and lays 50 on some on some unsuspecting basketball team, right? I think the Tiger's got a little bit of that. He's a performer, man. It's a stage for him, and this is the biggest stage in the world because as great as our other tournaments are, the Open Championship and the U.S. Open and the PGA and these other events, the Masters is something that everybody in the world, the casual golf fan, is very into because it's at the same place every year. It's so beautiful, the tradition, and, of course, the presentation on ESPN Thursday, Friday of this week, and on your the apps that they create. There's a Masters app. I'm not on the app yet, but I know I'll be on it next week.
I don't know anything about it.
Tyler probably designed it, right? I don't know anything.
At least my brother did.
I just click on I think Tiger's raised the expectations so much that he's going to announce I'm playing and everybody's going to go, oh, man, I got to watch Tiger.
And then the Tiger Tracker Twitter account comes alive.
Absolutely. It'll be crazy. And it'll be great. And I think he, you think about his son, Charlie. And I think whether he plays for anybody else, he always wants to win. But I think when he won in 2019, he won for his kids.
Right.
And I think he saw him. They saw me win once. But I did that 14 other times.
Yeah.
I want him to see me win some more.
Right.
And that leg injury is going to prevent him from playing a lot of golf. He'll play the majors. He'll play some big tournaments in order to get ready for the majors. But he's going to be more like Ben Hogan now, not being able to play as much as he did before.
Yep. All right. We've got something really cool coming up for you right now. We've got a little prize pack to give away, and this is the CDGA Golf Show. All right.
Tell them what's in the prize pack, Tyler.
I'll get to that in a second.
Unbelievable.
Here's the prize we're looking at right now. All right. It's a little starter pack from the CDGA. We've got one CDGA towel, a Chicago Blackhawks towel, a sleeve of zero friction distance golf balls, a CDGA hat, a divot repair tool, and a free Jersey Mike sub. All of that you will win if you get this correct. All right. We've mentioned this is the CDGA Golf Show, but I don't think we've said quite yet what CDGA stands for. If you can be the fifth caller now, 312-332-3776, be the fifth caller right now, and you will win the CDGA Starter Pack, 312-332-3776. We're going to talk to Mike Gilligan from the CDGA coming up next, get into everything that's going on in the area with local golf and some Masters thoughts from him as well. So 312-332-3776. What does CDGA stand for? And you can win a CDGA starter pack. This segment was sponsored by PGA Tour Superstore. Visit any of their three Chicagoland locations today. All right. 312-332-3776. Be caller 5 right now and get that answer right. We'll be back with Mike Gilligan in just a second.
This is the CDGA Golf Show with your hosts, Tyler Aki and Barry Cronin, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club on ESPN 1000.
Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
Welcome back. It's the CDGA Golf Show presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. I'm Tyler Aki. He's the editor of Chicago District Golfer Magazine, Barry Cronin. You can see him on Twitch right now. He's holding up. That's a great cover, Barry. A great cover.
Who knew that Tiger Woods was going to play? We did. Okay, that's all I can say.
So be sure to check that out, the Chicago District Golfer Magazine. This segment is sponsored by Geneva National. Experience 54 holes of legendary golf at Destination Geneva National. Congratulations to Mike Maher. He is the winner of our CDGA starter pack. But if you didn't get in, if you didn't win that one, if you're not Mike Maher, don't worry. There's going to be two more chances to win. So brush up on a little bit of your golf trivia while you're listening to the show and pay attention to some stuff that we're saying throughout the show. We'll give another one away a little after 7:50 and another one a little after 8:15. But now we've got a special guest. We go out to the Jersey Mike's hotline. Jersey Mike's, a sub above, where we find Mike Gilligan from the CDGA. Good morning, Mike, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. Let me just say, you sound terrific.
Well, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike. It's good from you, because I know you're going to sound terrific right now. And the three of us, we're going to blow the whole city apart, man. It's going to be awesome.
No, it's truly an honor to be with you guys today. And we're thrilled to be able to kick this show off in a way that is the, you know, day or week before the Masters week starts. And on a day when the entire golf world is on pause, waiting for the answer on whether Tiger is going to come back or not. So as far as we're concerned, we conceived this idea last fall, and we couldn't ask for a better day to kick this thing off than on April 3rd with what's going on in the golf world today.
Well, thanks, Mike, and really appreciate the CDGA sponsoring the show. And, of course, you know, for many years, I think people didn't know what the CDGA was, and you've done a great job of bringing the organization to the attention of you know, the million golfers or so that are in the Chicago area. And the CDGA provides handicap services for people who keep a handicap, but it does so much more, Mike. And could you just outline a few of the other things that the CDGA is involved with that are just it's so unbelievably great?
Sure. And just for the listening audience, the CDGA stands for Chicago District Golf Association. And, you know, like you touched on, Barry, everybody knows us for the handicap index, but we're so much more than that. You know, at the CDGA, you know, we view golf that is more than just a game, a sport, or a pastime. It's a passion that shapes players and athletes as people. So whether you play just a few rounds a week or several a week or just a few times a year, we feel that you're bettered by every challenge and moved by every triumph or win that you have. So whether you're an elite pro to avid fans, we're all made better by enjoying the game that we love. So we create opportunities for everyone to experience the benefits of golf, both on and off the course. And by that, I mean, we offer events. We offer social events for the casual player. And we also offer events for your very elite in the way of a state am and the CDGA championship. But we also offer a variety of different benefits to our 87,000 members. And by that, I mean, right now we have approximately 40 companies that are involved indirectly or directly with the game of golf through products, services, golf courses, equipment, apparel, headwear. And it's almost like a buyer's club, and it's what we call our member perks. And it gives anyone that has any reason to shop for any of the products or services, and they get basically a benefit, a discount that you wouldn't otherwise have if you weren't a CDGA member. So that may be one of the biggest perks that we offer to our 87,000 members. But as you so affectionately have been holding up the magazine, we go out six times a year.
That's worth the $40 a year right there, Mike.
Well, it sure is. And we do actually have people who do not play the game anymore, either because of injury or otherwise, and they still want to stay connected with the game, and they just simply want the subscription to the magazine to get that six times print-wise sent to their home and four times digitally over the computer. So we offer a litany of things. And then, of course, we also have a foundation that supports war veterans, individuals with disability, and youth. So we also know that the game is going to continue to grow with our young ones, and we do all that we can through Youth on Course and the CDGA Junior membership to continue to foster and grow the game. So it's truly a family game, and one that we have seen that over COVID has absolutely proven that to us. We have seen the growth with women and with juniors like no other. And, you know, next to Tiger Woods coming on the scene back in 1996, 97, this is probably the next best thing indirectly that could have happened to us as an industry.
That's an interesting way to put it. Mike Gilligan from the CDGA joining us here on the CDGA Golf Show presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. I'm Tyler Rocky. He's Barry Cronin. Mike, what do you guys have planned? Golf season, for some people, it's already started. For some people, they're waiting for the weather to brighten up a little bit. But what's planned for the CDGA in the near future?
Well, you know, we're going to have over 70-plus events this year. We are going to increase our social competition schedule because what we do is we survey our members and we ask what do they want. And our senior players have told us that they want more events. They have more time on their hands to be able to play. So we're going to respond with that. With the Senior Tour Trifecta Series, it's going to be a unique opportunity for seniors and senior women to be in different flights and divisions to play in three different formats, hence the reason for the term trifecta. So at Arrowhead in June, we're going to have a two-person net better ball, and then in July at McRae, we're going to have a two-person scramble. And then at Glenview Park Golf Course, we will have a Stableford event. And then at Cog Hill number two, at the finals, we will put all three of those events together. They'll play six holes of each, and the top teams will walk away with stay-and-play trips to Tullymore Golf Resort. So it's those kinds of events that we are going to continue to increase because that's what our membership's asking for. They're also asking for more trips. So we traditionally do an Ireland trip or overseas trip, and then we've already gone to Pebble Beach with 48 members. We'll be going down to Pinehurst again late in the fall. But in the interim, we are going to do a lot of trips to, we have one coming up to Sand Valley. We're going to be going to French Lick Resort, and we're going to be doing a lot of regional trips throughout the summer because, again, that's what our members are looking for. Because we have a passionate group here now that with COVID and the restrictions lifting, they want to travel. So we're going to respond to what our members want. So it's going to be an exciting year now that the pandemic is somewhat under control, and it's going to allow us to live our lives in a fairly normal way, but also play golf in a way that we're used to, putting two people into a golf cart and having foursomes and not wearing masks.
And Mike, I think it's interesting the travel aspect of it. I mean, the CDGA, as the prominent golf association in the area here, the organization has such credibility with people. A lot of people don't know where to go to. How do I get a trip to Pinehurst? And somebody who really knows what they're doing, they understand the industry, they have my best interests at heart. I think that's why so many people are going to CDGA and saying, look, could you help us travel to the best places in the best golf resorts in the country and the world, I guess, now that you're going to Ireland?
Oh, yeah. And to that point, it's, you know, on certain levels, I've always said to Robert Marchione, our executive director, that we're more than just a golf association. We're an event planning group when we consider the various events that we do. But we're also like a travel agency. Andrew Ruffain handles these things from soup to nuts. And you literally, once you sign up, there is nothing else you really have to do. We take care of everything. And I happen to be able to go on the trip to Pinehurst. And literally, it's just the most amazing experience. And you don't have to do anything. You just leave the planning to us. And what it also avails you to is a bunch of other passionate players that have the same interest, the same desire for the game. And so many friendships are born as a result. Business relationships are developed. I couldn't believe the amount of business to business that was being done in Pinehurst when people were discovering, hey, I'm in the same industry as you, and they're exchanging cards and numbers and all the good stuff. So, you know, it's more than just going out and playing golf. It's creating relationships through golf.
Mike, and for people who may not know Mike Gilligan's background, he mentioned event planning. So Mike Gilligan was with the PGA of America. He ran PGA championships. You ran two Ryder Cups, correct? The one at Kiowa and one at Oak Hill. Am I wrong? Or tell us that, Mike.
Well, yeah, no, and I also did the one up in Boston. So I did all three Ryder Cups in the 90s. 91, 95, and
so
99.
The point is, Mike knows how to plan events, everybody. You know, if there's any question in your mind that the CDGA and Mike Gilligan know how to plan events, any doubts that you have, those events are among the most difficult and to plan in the world. So there you go.
Well, the reason it makes it so difficult, Barry, is, you know, when we go to Augusta, it's, as I think the one caller mentioned, you know, it's the same setup every year. You know where everything's going to go, right?
Right.
When you take these majors in, you know, like the PGA Championship this year is over at Southern Hills in Oklahoma, and it was at Kiowa, last year. So there's a whole new set of problems. It's the ultimate story problem of how you're going to put, you know, 30, 40, 50,000 people onto a venue that's, you know, accustomed to accommodating maybe 200 people on a given day, and in essence turning it into a theater and a stadium for television, if you will, and all the logistics in between. So, yeah, that's why I have so much gray hair and a lack thereof.
Mike Gilligan from the CDGA joining us here on the CDGA Golf Show. Mike, real quick, how can people, maybe they're listening and hearing about the CDGA for the first time, how can they get involved, how can they join and reap the rewards of all these great perks that the CDGA offers?
It's real simple. It's, you know, it's a $40 investment, and that's not per month. That's annually. So for less than a dozen Pro Vs, you have access. I mean, so I'm telling you, even if you're a Jersey Mike's lover, let's say, there's a $2 off all year anytime you walk in there. So if you have 20 sandwiches over the year, it paid for itself, right? But you go to cdga.org and click on the membership button, and fill it all out, and in you go. You'll be assigned a number, and then you'll be able to download our app, and you'll literally be able to enter your scores as you play, once you're done, and you'll have an index, which will then allow you to compete in, whether it's a friendly game, amongst friends or business associates, because nothing's worse than being that guy that says, oh, I think I shoot this, and then all of a sudden you blow everyone away because you really didn't know how to gauge your ability. But, cdga.org, and it's $40, and it avails you to all kinds of benefits. So,
Awesome. Well, we thank you for hopping on with us this morning. Check them out, cdga.org, and it's just $40. Like Mike said, it's less than a magazine's
worth $40. You get everything else for free. Think about it.
Exactly. Mike, thank you so much for your time, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Best of luck the rest of the way.
All right. Mike Gilligan from the CDGA joining us on the Jersey Mike's Hotline. Jersey Mike's a sub above. Coming up next, there's some stuff going on at Augusta National right now, tomorrow. Yesterday, there was some stuff going on there, too. We'll dive into that a little bit as well. This segment, sponsored by Geneva National. Geneva National, experience 54 holes of legendary golf at Destination Geneva National. And don't forget, we're going to give away another one of those CDGA starter packs. So be listening next segment and call when we give you the number, all right? That is all coming up next.
This is the CDGA Golf Show with your hosts, Tyler Aki and Barry Cronin. Presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. On ESPN 1000.
Can I kick it? Kick it.
It's the CDGA Golf Show presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. I'm Tyler Aki. He's Barry Cronin. This segment is brought to you by Tullymore Golf Resort. Experience a Michigan masterpiece, Tullymore Golf Resort. 312-332-3776. That's where Mike from Burbank is checking in on our Jersey Mike's Hotline. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, guys. So I got some two younger, I guess, players, a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old, nephew that were starting off golf, and I'm not really an avid golfer at all. So I'm just trying to find out some suggestions on how to get some juniors started off. I know there's junior leagues, there's training lessons. I just don't know what your thought would be to kind of get a junior hooked on the world of golf.
Well, it's a great question, and it just so happens that the April edition of Chicago District Golfer Magazine has an article, How to Find a Teacher for a Young Golfer. And in the story, we quote a young man from the Illinois Junior Golf Association who runs the tournaments for the little kids, you know, the 6-8-year-old kids. And you're in Burbank. I don't know. Are you close to any I know that's Southwest, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So are you anywhere near Cog Hill?
Yeah, we're close to Cog Hill. Yeah, that's out in Lamont.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm not doing this just, I mean, it has got a tremendous teaching program for youngsters and really everybody. So you could head over there. You could call and just see about lessons. And take your, to me, it would be a good idea is to, if you can get a local pro, somebody who's close to you, somewhere where it's easy to get in the car, it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and start that way, right? Because you don't necessarily need to be driving around for an hour to get golf lessons for your kids. See if you can find a, what are your local courses out there? Do you know?
So, like I said, out in Worth, there's a Water's Edge out there, and then I think out in Oak Lawn, there's a local course, so Stony Creek. So we've got some smaller courses out here.
Right, and I'm not sure. Some courses have PGA professionals that run the golf courses, right? And other courses, sometimes the municipal courses, they don't have a PGA professional there working. They just hire a manager, you know, to run the course. So I think maybe you want to start out, maybe go over to Cog Hill and check that out, call over there, see what kind of maybe group lessons. I know they do lessons for kids. It's such a great complex. That's what I would recommend. And for people who maybe are not located near a big place, like I'll give you a couple of other names. If you're out west, Cantini is a great place to start. They got a tremendous junior program. But for you and for anybody else out there, try to get to your local pro first, and just get some basic lessons. And it's less expensive if you go with group lessons at first.
Mike, we thank you for your call, 312-332-3776. If you've got a question, maybe you're trying to get a young golfer going, let's give away another one of those CDGA packs. Here's what you're getting in these CDGA starter packs. You are getting a CDGA towel, a Chicago Blackhawks towel, a sleeve of zero friction distance golf balls, a CDGA hat, a divot repair tool, and a free Jersey Mike sub. Be caller 5 right now and answer this question for us. What did Tiger Woods shoot on his first front nine at Augusta? What did he shoot on his first front nine?
As a professional, 1997.
As a professional. So we will talk to Mark Rolfing from the Golf Channel coming up next. He's on the grounds at Augusta. We'll get his thoughts on what's going on in the world of Tiger coming up next.